Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Kumho tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Yes, indeed. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. They've got an unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, it's the way tire buying should be. We got our man, Rob, good friend, Olden Polonese, joining us at the bottom of the hour, the ex-NBA player. I'm sure he's got plenty to say about these playoffs. And it'll be interesting, Rob, to get his thoughts on Anthony Davis. So keep it locked for that. But, Rob, you wanted to share something.
Yeah, I wanted to jump in real quick. You know, on my tour around the United States, yes. I'm headed from New York to Chesapeake, Virginia tomorrow. And I want to give a shout-out, a couple shout-out, Chris, to my cousin Sabrina and her husband, Junior. They have twin boys. Marcus and Miles, Miles and Marcus. I hate to say one kid's name first all the time. They're twins.
Are they identical or fraternal?
Identical, yeah.
Wow.
They look the same.
That's what
to
I
me.
Got.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But they graduate.
That don't mean they are. Are they
no,
identical or you just
Yeah, I think they're identical.
Guessing. All right.
But they're graduating. Marcus and Miles, Miles and Marcus graduating from Old Dominion, having a party. That's where Old Nancy Dominion. Lieberman went to school, Old Dominion, Chris, in Norfolk.
Yes.
But anyway,
yes.
Congratulations, Mazel Tov. I call them my nephews, my cousin's kids, and great young men. They did really well in college. I'm very happy for them. So I couldn't miss
yes.
it.
They went together,
world.
Huh?
Yep.
To Old Dominion. Yeah, my daughter's twins. They wanted to split up.
They wanted to split up, yeah.
Yes.
Good
yes.
guys.
Okay.
All right, there
Great.
You go.
All right, well, Rob, I know you were dying to talk about this.
What?
I'll just point out a few things and then let you go. Anthony Davis, Rob, in game one was a monster. It was the kind of game, 30 points, 23 rebounds, 4 blocks, I believe it was, that had me saying, yeah, I ain't that mad now that they put him in the top 75. I'm not just going off one game, but it was a monster game. And it had LeBron James saying he was going to be in the Raptors with rafters in crypto.com with a retired jersey next to Shaq, Wilt, Kareem. And then, Rob, yesterday came. And with the entire world, Rob, predicting this, that's the thing. Everybody was predicting this. He goes out and has a clunker. 11.7 rebounds. Exactly what people said he would do.
Exactly, Chris. How many people? You're right. This was not a second guess. It was a first guess.
Yes.
And you remember I said, oh, you know, he'll be hampered by some fouls and he won't play. And it wasn't that. Right. He just didn't adjust to what the Warriors did. He got a quick early foul, but it wasn't foul trouble. He just didn't play well. But we've seen this Anthony Davis, Chris, time and time again. This is why people scratched their head when he was in the top 75.
Like, yes.
This is a little premature.
That's what we said. Maybe he will
premature.
Become that.
He might
but
get there when it's all said and done. Right.
Absolutely.
Premature. That's all. So you're right. And the Lakers have seen it. So if LeBron had that jersey halfway up the Raptor, Chris, I hope he pulled it down like there's some dirty laundry hanging up. You know, you got to, wait a minute.
Right. What was I thinking?
Yes.
Wouldn't you agree with me, though, that I think LeBron was trying to gas him up, which is, you know, that's what you do with teammates,
right? After a performance like that, you're like, man, dude, this dude's unstoppable. He's an unbelievable player.
You want to build up his confidence.
And he knew that. He's prone for this, Chris, so he was hoping that he could just, even if they lost and he played well,
that would be fine.
That would be fine. The Warriors had their backs against the wall. We all both thought that they were going to win last night. That wasn't the issue. It was that he was a no-show. 7 points? How many times have I said on this radio show?
Well, 11 points, 7 rebounds. Still, there's not much difference.
But my thing was, I've said it a million times on this show. He should show up to the arena with 15 points, Chris. It's a matter of if he's getting 30 or not.
Yeah.
That's how it should be.
It should be the rare, and everybody has a game, you know, where they really have a bad game. It should be the rare game that he doesn't get 15, Rob. The rare game. And here's the other thing. Kevon Looney played 12 minutes because he was sick. And had more rebounds than Anthony Davis, who played 33 minutes. 8 rebounds for Looney, 7 for Davis. And Rob, here's my thing. There is no one on Golden State's team that can stop Anthony Davis down low. And Anthony Davis took one shot in the restricted area, and only 3 close to the restricted area, you know, that circle under the basket. And Rob,
how does
look,
that make I, any sense? Does that make I, any sense to you?
Well, look, I get that Anthony, this isn't 1995 or even 2005, and Anthony Davis is not the type of guy, and there really isn't anybody like that in today's NBA, that gets on that block, puts their foot up, gets the defender on your backside, and says, give me the ball, drop step, I'm dunking on him, I'm laying it up, I'm jump hooking, I'm scoring. I get that, and that, you know, AD shoots a lot of little short jumpers, mid-range jumpers, sometimes, you know, a long-range J or a 3. But this is my thing, Rob. Anthony Davis, shame on him for not adding that to his game. And shame on the Lakers for not having a package for when we do face a small team. When a regular team, that you know, regular size team goes small, then we can send AD down there sometimes
and pound
destroy
it, Chris,
them.
And pound it until they make a change. Time out,
yes.
We got a change back. I totally agree. Keep going to the well until you make them make an adjustment.
That's it, Rob. I talked game one about how it was like, you know, almost like the last generation's era against this generation's era because of the different styles of play. Yeah, but that was because AD was playing down low. I mean, he wasn't necessarily posting up all the time, but he was dominating the paint. And this is like, that's why we talk, Rob, a Ewing, a Shaq, an Olajuwon. If you play them today, maybe the 3s outweigh the 2s. I mean, obviously, individually they do, but you know what I'm saying? But they're going to put 40 or 50 on you. They're going to keep hurting you down there until you adjust. And there's no reason, even in spite, despite today's change in play, there is no reason Anthony Davis shouldn't be able to say, you know what, okay, they're going small. Draymond Green's on me. He's 6'7".
He can't guard me.
Get me down here. Here. Right. I'm licking my chops. I'm going on the block. And the Lakers should have a package for that where they surround him with shooting and do it. It shouldn't be, oh, well, that's not how they play. That would take them out of their game. I get that. But you should have a package for that.
Right.
That when the situation calls for it. What, Rob, what did Steph do last night? Steph hardly ever runs high pick and roll. The Warriors run the second fewest high screen and rolls in the league. They're always doing that movement, right?
Right.
But the situation called for it, right? So they said, you know what? We can do this. Why couldn't Anthony Davis with his 6'10 self go ahead and get down low? Come on.
No, right. I mean, that, and that's not even being coaches. I mean, for real. Like, that's just – that should be elementary, and you're right. Have a package ready to go. Chris, you know what? It's funny. The first thing I thought of was the Falcons choking down the Super Bowl. And the reason I did to the Patriots, Chris, what you talking about?
99, right? Was that 90?
No. The one to the Patriots and the cup, what was that, 5 years ago, with Tom Brady?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I was thinking the Falcons, way back.
Yeah.
Okay.
But this is why I'm saying this to you. When it came time to run the football, Chris, to win the game, what did they say? That's not what we do. Right. What do you mean?
Right.
Right?
You're right. You're right.
What do you mean?
It's about
winning time. Run the football. Eat the clock. Kick the field goal and win the Super Bowl. You're still passing like it's first down. I mean, like it's the first quarter. Chris, that's what you're talking about, a package that you understand when the game changes, you need to make a change. Come on.
No, you're absolutely right. What is more important, you winning
or you playing your style?
You're absolutely right. You are absolutely right. And that's look, I don't want to sound like the old man, get off my lawn.
Right.
But Rob, a lot of the best winners of all time would adapt to whatever they had to do to win.
And you know what? We talk about all time. When Michael Jordan gave up that basketball, Chris, why did he give up the basketball to Steve Kerr? Steve Kerr, when we watched the documentary, they got a clip of him saying, Steve, be ready.
Yep.
I'm giving you the ball. Because he knew what was happening, Chris. He was like, I'm not going to force up a shot because I'm Michael Jordan.
Right.
Steve Kerr's going to be wide open. What do you do? You pass the ball to the other guy.
You're right. And look, obviously the lion's share of the blame for this goes on Anthony Davis. But Darvin Ham and even LeBron are not blameless. LeBron certainly has enough clout to say to Anthony Davis, all right, look, man, he can't guard you. Let's get you down low. He cannot guard you. And Darvin Ham should make that adjustment. And like we said, Rob, put in a package for that. And obviously this isn't the same level of exasperation, but LeBron can go down low too. I mean, LeBron has become content just to hoist long jumpers. And last night, early on, he was on, so he was hitting them. But if I'm the Warriors or any other team playing the Lakers, particularly if I'm small, I'll be honest, I'm glad if LeBron's out there shooting. And not because he might miss, but because the ball's not with Anthony Davis if he's doing that, and LeBron's not driving to the basket. They can't stop LeBron down low either. LeBron could beast people down. I mean, LeBron's never really liked playing in the post. In Miami, he went in a little more than he ever had before. But those are adjustments you can make. And you can't be so caught up in, I'm a finesse player. I like shooting the J. that when you don't, when you have a decisive advantage in one thing, you won't get down there and do it. Yes. Did Steph say, man, I'm the best shooter in history?
Except
you want me to run the point?
Believe it.
You want me to only take 12 shots? I can't do that. That's not my game. No. Man, Steve, I haven't run the high pick and roll since Mark Jackson was coach. What are you talking about? No.
No,
is it
going
to help us win? Okay.
Right. Tonight we need you to do that. Yep. Tonight we need you to do that. That's what we need you from you tonight. How's that?
Rob, look. I mean, you don't think this series is as evenly matched as I do. We right. both picked the Warriors. I do think the Warriors will win. I picked them in six. But if the Lakers don't, like, they cannot win this series if Anthony Davis isn't going. And I'm not saying 30 and 23 every night, but stay aggressive. Make them, account for you on the offensive end. Draw some fouls. Get to the free throw line. Like, he's got to be a star every night. Maybe not a superstar, but a star. Last night he was a freaking role player.
Right. You can't have that clunker after game one and after you demolish them and show up with that. Like, no. Like you could have played well, and if the Warriors won, Chris, fine. And then 40-point quarters back-to-back? What is that?
Well, that's the thing, too. He's supposed to be the and he had been right. a defensive beast.
So he was nothing defensively either.
Nope, either side. So, all right, we're going to hear from you guys. I'm sure many of you want to weigh in. What do you think is the problem with Anthony Davis? I mean, he can't put together two great games back-to-back. 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Pauly Fusco here with Tony Fusco.
Yo!
Of course, you know us as the host of the number one rated show in all of sports talk, the Pauly and Tony Fusco Show.
Yeah.
If you're hearing this promo right now, it means you're listening to some other show. Well, why the hell are you doing that?
Yeah, get your priorities straight.
Well, maybe, Tony, they listened to this week's episode already.
I don't care. Listen to it again.
Yeah, great point there, Tony. Anyway,
you.
So you listening out there, make sure and go do that and listen to the Pauly and Tony Fusco Show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Yes, indeed. It is the Odd Couple. Hour number three on a funky flashback Friday. We are live from the TireRack.com studios, TireRack.com. We'll help you get there. We've got an unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. Our man, Mark Stein, co-host of iHeartMedia's This League Uncut podcast, will join us at the bottom of the hour. Fantastic NBA reporter, so that'll be a lot of fun. We'll talk
to
him about
Mike. He's been putting some news out there,
everything.
Chris, right?
Yeah.
He's got some news for us.
Yep, we'll get into it with Mark in a little while. But first, Rob, let's go to the nightcap. Right now, the Sixers are up, Rob, 57-50 at halftime.
I told you I'm not surprised.
I'm sorry. Boston is up.
Boston
is up. Yeah.
57-50. Wow. Okay.
They're up 57-50 at halftime. Give you a few numbers for Boston. Tatum's got 13. They got balance. Derek White and Jaylen Brown have 11 apiece, and Marcus Smart has 10. And heck, Al Horford has 8. So they're getting a lot of balance, a lot of contributions. Not so for the Sixers. MB's got 14 points, 4 rebounds. I mean, that's, you know, if he does that in the second half, that's 28-8. That's not bad, Rob, but I'm expecting more. I was expecting more. I said, 35 and 13 or 14. He may still get there, but so far that's what he's doing. But nobody else is doing close, Rob. James Harden, 1-for-7 from the field.
Really?
5 turnovers, yes. He's got 8 points. He's got to the line, so he's 5-for-5 from the free throw line. He's got 8 points, 5 assists, and 5 rebounds. But, Rob, that's not enough. And then the 5 turnovers on top of the 1-for-7 shooting. Tyrese Maxey, 2-for-7. And Tobias Harris has 4 points. So his MB supporting cast is not giving it to him. And so
Which is a little surprising, Chris, especially at home. Those guys usually, the home cooking is good for.
So I know you picked Philly to win this game.
Right.
If Boston wins, do you think this might be a 5-game series?
Yep, I do. I think this is a big game for Philly. Like it might be the only game that they have a chance to win in the series. That's how I feel. That's why
picked 6. What'd you pick?
I had 6 originally too. So Chris, this would be their second win, and just the way it works out, because now if they don't win this game, the first game at home, they could easily, not lose the next two.
Yeah.
They could.
Yeah. I would be a little surprised if it was 5. I could see if Boston wins tonight, I could see them going up 3-1, Rob. And then, even though they'd go home, maybe they'd lose, I think it'll go 6.
And then come back to Philly for game 6 because – because Philly
would
be.
That's what they did with Atlanta.
Right. Their backs would be against the wall, right? Because they lost that game in Boston, game 5. They could have closed it out.
Right. So, all right. Well, the nightcap, though, is the Phoenix Suns. They're down 0-2. Denver coming in. And Rob, Nikola Jokic, the 2-time MVP, he was saying, he was asked by a reporter about, going there to get one. I don't know how it was worded. Do you think you can get one in Phoenix or whatever they said? And he said, why just one? And Rob, I like that mentality. That's how you should be thinking. That's what I want to hear from my best player and my MVP.
I agree, and there's nothing wrong with it. He's not disrespecting them, but why would you just settle for one? We just beat them twice convincingly. They're now shorthanded without Chris Paul.
Yep.
Their reserves, Chris, have been not great. So there's no – they're fully healthy. They're playing great. Why in the world do they think they can't win two games in Phoenix? This is not fully loaded Phoenix, right? I get to Durant and Booker.
They're so depleted.
Yes.
And even with Chris, but especially without him, I just didn't think their offense looked good. I think it was – I mean, this is an oversimplification, but to a large degree, it was Devin, your turn – KD, your turn, or like do your thing. Or
when they did run a lot of
pick and roll, it was Durant in the corner, like he was Mikal Bridges, you know. And he's Kevin Durant, and they I just think you got to give him a little help, even though he's great and he's Kevin Durant. You don't just say go get his buckets. You still need to help a guy out in the playoffs because the defense gets so much tougher. And so I Rob, and look. I know two games probably wouldn't have made much of a difference at all. But I just think maybe the attitude. Like remember when they sat out those last two games? They had only played eight together with Durant. Again, I know two games wouldn't have changed everything. Oh, now all of a sudden we know each other. But to me, it kind of conveyed an attitude of we're good. Like we don't need to get to know each other any better.
I agree. But the problem is, Chris, Kevin Durant, and being afraid of him and how frail he is too. Like, well, we got to this point.
Injuries.
You know what I mean? Like the injury.
Well,
that's one
reason they only played eight games together.
Right, but don't you think that's part of it too? Is like, okay, we're close. Let's get to the playoffs. We don't want to chance it. I mean, it sounds crazy because I'm with you. You're trying to build chemistry. You're trying to get people familiar with where you want the ball and how you want it, Chris, and the spots and all that. And you haven't played enough. So the more you play together, the better you're going to be. It's just natural. But there's the X factor that you can't run away from.
Nah, you're right. And you're right. If you're Phoenix, your thinking is, look, do we play these two games and try to get a little more chemistry, or do we just make sure that he's healthy?
That's what I'm
saying. I agree. Everybody would take their, you know, say, look, let's just make sure he's healthy.
Right.
Because he got hurt in freaking warm-ups.
But God forbid we're playing him, Chris, in a game that doesn't matter in the standings, right? Like, it doesn't matter, and he gets hurt.
Well, Rob, like I said, remember, he got hurt. In a way, I've never seen a player.
Nobody
at any
around
level
him.
Get
it
hurt.
Was weird.
Yes, you're going up for a layup. And so I asked this of Olden Polynice. You know, there's people talking about what's at stake for Kevin Durant. Does he have to get. I mean, some people now, Rob, it's kind of like people are saying just avoid the sweep. Like if he gets swept 2 years in a row, it's a bad look, blah, blah, blah. Hardly anybody's expecting him to actually win. Some people are asking for it. At least give me a Kevin Durant game. At least give me a 42-piece, you know, even if you lose, you go out swinging. Are you looking for something like that from him, or you just feel like, look, this isn't the year. It's nothing big. I mean, it's a bad loss.
I don't think you want to see him just give up. I think you want to see him play well. But if he plays well, Chris, and puts up 38, 40 points, and they lose and they get swept, I think people are going to give him the benefit of the doubt because he came there late, he got hurt, and then Chris Paul got hurt, and the bench. Like these aren't excuses, Chris. These are facts we're talking.
Right?
These are facts. It doesn't mean now if he plays poorly, Chris, in the last two games, then and they get blown out, they got blowed out two games in a row, right? At home.
Right.
Now you got a different conversation.
I mean, he was really good his first four playoff games. He was really good. You know, his numbers are, I should say.
Right.
But he's been just content to be the second guy. And that's his – look, I think, Rob, when you look at Kevin Durant, like, he doesn't – his personality is not to kind of become the lead guy. Now, he's generally been the best player on his team, but he doesn't take on the mentality of we're going to do it my way. Or I should say, I guess there's been one exception, and I'll get to that in a minute. But, like, right now, Devin Booker's been their best player for the most part in the playoffs. Now, Durant's better than him, but he's been content to be like, it's Devin's team. I'm just going to blend in. With Russell Westbrook, Durant needed to be like, I'm the guy. Now, you're great, Russ, and, you know, you do your thing too, but certain times we need to go through me. He never did that. I was told by people he wanted the coach to do that. The coach never really did it either, and hence the issues. And then in Brooklyn, Rob, Kyrie was the stronger personality. And Durant has said he's not a leader. I mean, he said that in the GQ magazine article in 2017. I am not a leader. That's the direct quote. And I just think that the one exception, I guess, Rob, was remember when Golden State almost lost to Houston en route to, I don't know if it was the year they lost to Toronto or if it was the year before. But Durant, must have been the year before, I think. But Durant was saying, you know, Golden State runs that motion offense. Everybody's moving. The ball's moving. It's not ISO heavy. And Durant was like, at times in the playoffs, you just need to give it to your guy and let him go to work. And that's what he's been able to do in Brooklyn and now here in Phoenix. And that's not enough. It's not getting it done. I think, Rob, I'm with you. I mean, there are a lot of reasons.
Extenuating circumstances.
Year,
right.
I'll give you that. This year, as much as when the trade was made, I thought, man, they should be great. They should win the championship. I didn't pick them. I didn't change my pick. But I was like, they should. If they're those guys should. But, you know, with the lack of depth, with the injury to Chris Paul, we get it. But I do think, Rob, like, the way Kevin Durant, a lot of it's been injuries, but still, he is not, his post-Golden State career just has not gone well.
No, it hasn't. You know, he hasn't for so been many past reasons. And it is weird, like where he is. He played well against the Bucks. I mean, he played really well. I mean,
right, but you know, at the end of the day,
I'm just saying, we want you to win.
Right.
Right, he didn't win, but he played well, and he was down two guys. Well, he had one and a half guys.
Right.
1.5, because Harden was out there, but he just wasn't himself. So you're right. I mean, things haven't, you know, last year was a bad look, and I know they had two close losses, because they lost the first game of that series against Boston by one, if I remember correctly.
No, the games were close. I think all four were like a total of about 16 points.
Yeah,
16, yeah, 17
you're right.
Points. I thought, Rob, if they won game one, remember Tatum hit that layup? And Durant made a defensive mistake on that play, but still, Tatum hit that layup. If they win that game, it might be a different series.
You know what? You might be right. And it just changed everything.
Yep. It was almost like the Nick Anderson missing those free throws, right, in the finals with Shaq and Orlando in what, 95?
Changed everything. That was against Houston, right?
Yep, and they got swept. They could have won that game, and they got swept. But anyway, I just think, Rob, that, look, Durant's obviously individually been an all-time great player, and he's got his rings. Whatever you want to say about him, he got his two rings. All right? But I do think – so I think that protects him to some degree. But I just think the way this is going, people going – I just do think – again, it's not going, like when we talk about knocking his legacy. You know, it's not going to mean he's not a Hall of Famer all time.
No, great, no, no, not at all, no.
But I do think, Rob, it's even making me kind of look and reconsider. I mean, people have talked about him as a top 15 guy. The way this is going, I'm reconsidering that. I'm just going to keep it real. I think there are other guys I had him ahead of that I would actually put ahead of him now, just because, like, what I saw last year against Boston with their physical defense really bothering him, I see it as somewhat again this year. His ball handling isn't quite as good as I thought it was.
A lot of turnovers.
Yeah, a lot of turnovers. And, you know, at times it's like this dude is just a great shooter and scorer, but he's not a great rebounder. He's not a great defender. He's, good. And he's a decent playmaker, but, so I just, look, I'm a whole judgment because he's still got time. Hopefully he can stay healthy. But I just think not so much this series, Rob, but just the way things are going post-Golden State.
No, it's going the other way. It's definitely going the other way. Now, that doesn't mean that it can't change next year.
Right, it could change and go back around the other way, too.
Exactly.
Positive, yeah. All right, 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in on Kevin Durant. Is tonight or this series a legacy game for him? And just overall, post-Golden State, what do you make of how things have been going for KD? Your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. All right, shopping for tires can be deflating. We all know that.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios. At the end of your first year, Discover credit cards automatically doubles all the cash back that you've earned. Everything you've earned doubled. Seriously, see terms and check it out for yourself at discover.com/match. It's time for Shop Talk.
Ain't nobody exempt in the barbershop. You know that. Ain't nobody exempt. You can talk about whoever and whatever, whenever you want to in the barbershop.
Now, it's Shop Talk.
All right, Chris and Rob, it is Shop Talk, which means we're going to be moving on to something funny and interesting that happens, you know, outside of the world of sports. And speaking of outside of sports right now, guys, what day is today? It is Cinco de Mayo, everybody.
That's right.
Cinco de Mayo.
Chris has been drunk throughout most of the show, right, Chris?
No. But it's interesting, Rob. I saw a friend of mine today who's Mexican.
Yes.
And he was talking about Cinco de Mayo. I said, what nationality? He's not like a close friend, you know, kind of right. Friend slash acquaintance or whatever. I said, what nationality do you think I am? Because he's not from America.
Okay.
And he said, European.
He said, you were European?
My car. Yes.
My
car. He said, I said, no. I said, and then he said, I think he might have said something else. I said, actually, African-American, you know.
And he's like, and, what? As light as you
right,
are?
He didn't act like that, but I'm sure in his mind he was like, what? What? But, yeah, so.
That's funny.
But anyway, yeah.
All right. Go ahead, Patrick.
Yeah. So with it being Cinco de Mayo, guys, it kind of got me thinking, what do everybody do most on the holidays? There's either drinking and then there's food. Well, we're going to go with the food option here just because I'm more of a foodie guy myself. So got me thinking, what's everybody's favorite Mexican cuisine, like an entree?
Oh, that's a good one. I like that. I'm not that big on Mexican food. I'm sorry. I'm not. But I do like...
That's got to be racist.
I'm sorry. I'm not.
Rob,
I'm sorry.
How dare you on Cinco de Mayo?
In today's society...
What?
Because I'm with
you.
I'm not a big Mexican. I am not a big Mexican food guy.
Chris, both
like,
of you.
I'm not, but if you say I don't like Mexican food, people think, like, get mad.
That's got to be racist.
How dare you say that? Like, come on.
What's next?
We're
you don't like sushi?
We're being honest.
If
I don't like sushi,
I don't like sushi.
Oh, gosh, Chris.
I ain't got nothing to do with types of peas.
I don't like cauliflower, all right? I'm sorry.
Okay, now I'm personal on that one.
I know. Well, I'm going to say I like the chicken quesadilla and a chicken enchilada, anything with chicken and stuff. So those are my two favorite. Whenever I do order Mexican, it's a chicken enchilada. Or a chicken quesadilla. I love that. The cheese and all that. That's fine. Chicken, cheese, and some bread.
Part of my issue with Mexican food is I really don't know what to order. You know, like I go and I get something. Because I've had some here and there that I like. But when I go to, I have no idea really what to order. So I'm going to be honest. Like, growing up, my mom would make Ortega tacos. You know, you just go buy the mix and all that from
the shell
store.
And all that.
I love it to this day. My wife makes them now. I love Ortega tacos. Now, I don't know if they watered down, Americanized,
not real tacos.
But I love them.
Disgraceful.
With the sauce. And so that is my favorite Mexican
Jeez.
Food.
Look at that. All right, go ahead, Patrick and Alex. Look, jump in.
I'm actually going to steal this one from Alex because he's the one that kind of showed me this one. There's a little vegan Mexican place not far from the studio.
Crossroads, Alex?
Hey.
I gave him an idea on a great vegan restaurant.
You did. I haven't been there yet.
I'm
waiting for you.
Well, you
gave me a gift card.
Hey, Alex, that ship sailed. I don't know.
I'm waiting.
You better go. Just go. Just go.
Chris,
now.
Come
I'll,
on.
I'll understand.
All right, so what, Patrick? What do you like? Mexican? What is
so,
it?
So it's actually a vegan Mexican burrito with carne asada, fake meat. It's got mozzarella
fake
cheese.
Meat.
It's got some cheese, queso, or mozzarella, whichever you want to do. It's fake meat. I got some Spanish
I'm
rice.
I'm down with fake meat.
It's good. No, it's super good, guys.
I mean, that's a good drop.
Can you pull that?
I'm gonna try.
That.
Hopefully,
he didn't get that.
I hope he didn't step on that. I love fake meat.
Chris, what'd you say? I do eat vegan meat. Like,
stop
vegan,
it, stop
Beyond
it.
Burger, Impossible Burger.
That's not what
I'm
you said. You said you
stuff.
Like fake meat. That's what you
What is it called? What should you call it?
Beyond meat, because it's beyond what you're normally
right.
eating.
Impossible
yes.
meat.
Yeah. It's impossible
what about
to make
your Mexican
it.
Food?
This is great because you know, like me and the culture, I love some huevos ranchero. You want to go and have some
totally.
Different.
You're showing off,
Chris, I was going to, but you know, I don't have enough time. I'm just going to say you can't go wrong with getting a California burrito. Anywhere you go, it is flight, dude.
Now,
it's the best.
Now, what makes a California burrito really quick?
Is
what does
that really
mean?
Mexican? California burrito? I don't think so.
It's not. Right. It is, but it's a California
it's
flavor,
not.
Baby.
Keep it locked. I go.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.